What a way to introduce
that's
yourself.
That's an intro.
Yeah, we don't have to introduce you anymore, bro. You don't have to, bro.
Hey, hey. So let's just do the reason. No, I won't take that no more.
Where did all this start from?
No, you went too high now.
Oh, sorry, you're right.
No, I won't take that.
Skip back octaves.
You have to take the break. You have to.
No, I won't take that no more.
Right, this is going to be so painful for people to listen to.
You have to go like this.
I can imagine it.
This is going to be so painful.
Take back no more.
You have to go.
No, this is shows that it's high time we get a woman on this.
Bro.
Because you know.
It's so painful to listen to.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah, what we saying though, welcome back to Where's Your Head At? It's your boy KD.
It's King Oba.
Oba Grooves.
Oba Toga.
King Grooves. You know yourself.
All right.
Sugar Snow Day.
I love that. And we have our brother, a special bro. Not, I said we don't do guests here now. We never do guests.
We never do guests on this podcast.
All right.
Shout out to Gets though.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Remember I said that before?
Yeah. I know. We just do
Gets. Gas me.
Yeah, no. That's what we're going to do. Yeah.
Calm down now.
So on the left side, we have our brother Yele.
Sicko.
Stop. Right, so. Right now,
yes.
If you are hearing or if you are watching, we have our bro, the one and only Mr. Yezzy TV, YouTuber, influencer, minister of the Lord, all of the above. Welcome, Yele Yezzy TV.
Come on.
Guys, I'll say hallelujah.
Hey, what are you saying? Welcome on the pod. How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Yeah, it's good. Like, it feels good to be on the pod, right?
Yeah,
obviously.
I'm normally at the back. Now I'm here.
You've been to a few.
But yeah.
I'm kind of annoyed, boys. You didn't package that bedsheet well. That's 25 years I've just wasted for
no one. No, we were told
you have a new bed sheet, man.
I don't need it.
Be grateful.
How often do you change your bed sheets?
Me?
I'm not going to lie.
Week and a half, 2 weeks.
I say 2 weeks.
The fake answer is 2 weeks, but
what's the real answer?
Only God knows. Only God knows. I'm sorry.
Oh, every 4 months. Wow.
I don't know. I won't lie. I just change it when I feel like changing it, innit?
Yo, what have you learned, like? Nah, it's calm.
Say it.
Say you go to your girl's house, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you go, say you're not trying to do anything. You're trying to do Bible study on the bed.
Oh, and you see like red blood cells.
You took it somewhere else.
I thought that's where you're going, bro.
Say you see, like, it's just a bad day. That's what I'm saying. Like, you see bad clouds. Is that,
you can't do it on the floor. Mustn't on the bed, bro.
What, bed clouds?
Her bed or your bed?
Her bed.
Wait, what do you mean bare clouds?
I mean is like bare, it's just dirty. I don't mean clothes on it. I mean just like bare, like it looks. No, it looks like she hasn't changed it since 6 months.
I'll tell her to change it now. What kind of rubbish is that one?
No, she has to have changed it.
I'll be vexed, man. That's a deal breaker.
Bro.
That means you don't bath.
She's dirty inside. Our soul is dirty.
Whoa.
You know.
You really take things less.
No. Bro, where your
soul.
Where you lay your head is dirty. Come on.
Our life, fam.
Fear that person.
My guy said her soul.
Your mom went to the soul. I know. You judge her on the outside appearance.
I won't lie. I probably change my pillowcase more.
Okay, that's more often. That's something.
More often.
I said that's something.
It's not everything. But it's
more often, you know. I changed my bed sheet, guys, though. Don't worry.
You haven't really instilled me with a lot of confidence.
Okay, let's see. I change every 2 weeks, innit? Yeah.
Yeah, in the church.
I did. Tell the truth. Let the devil be ashamed. It's
no,
okay.
Do you go months without changing your bed sheet?
Yeah, that's mad. You do.
That's mad.
I have. I have. That's what I'm saying. I have.
Nah, it's a regular tick for this guy. It's a regular tick.
No, I have. Like the one I have on right now is there for 2 weeks right now.
Hmm. So right, before that, we don't know.
We don't know because
I believe that this is the first time he's heard of constant changing.
No, I've heard of it before, but you know.
But you know,
no, actually, we don't.
We don't know.
We don't know.
All right, man, it's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be alive.
Yeah.
Today is the miracle day. Oh, sorry, go on.
So, boys. Should we get straight into it, yeah? How's the week been?
I won't lie, yeah. Yeah, let's get straight into it. This is not a happy week, bro.
It's not, yeah, okay. It's let's get straight into it, yeah.
There's no point. I'm not trying to mess around here.
Okay.
So, obviously, everyone's been online and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me happy and sad.
Okay.
Sad because we've let things as a country get this bad. But happy that a change is happening, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're talking specifically about the whole like NSAR situation that's happening in Nigeria at the moment.
Yeah, the protests and everything. The protests. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think like we shouldn't have come to this place. Do you know what I mean? It should never have gotten this bad, but changes finally happened. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
that
in itself is instilling me a lot of confidence. Because I think I hit a point where I was just like, yeah, this country is never going to change.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's where I was.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why I'll be honest, man. I think last week I spoke about not feeling either Nigerian or Irish.
Mm.
And so I'll be honest, I didn't give a damn. I'll be real about it. Like okay. I saw you know when you see I feel like I'm so conditioned as to see when I see buried tweets or something on social media,
I ignore it more time.
Do you know I'm weird like that? So I seen Bear and Cyrus. I don't know what it's about. I don't know who Cyrus are. And so because I have no real connection like that to Nigeria, I didn't care, to be very honest. Mm. And when I say I don't care, it doesn't mean that I feel no sympathy for someone who's like people who are dying and stuff like that. It's just kind of, I was like, today they're going to say pray for Libya. Tomorrow they're going to say pray for Congo. Tomorrow they're going to say, do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I was going to be one of those things. But then, doing a bit of research and realizing, yo, our voices are needed as well. Do you know what I mean? Or even just kind of like,
exactly,
we need to know about these things as well. Do you know what I mean? So because we can pressure different people to make change. You know what I mean? But it was wild. Actually, all the stories, hearing the stories, is actually really sad, and it made me more, I suppose, sympathetic.
I think for me, we're all far removed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We don't live in that society. It's possibly really hard for us to picture that being our reality.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, but you're walking in with that in your bag.
Yeah.
With your MacBook in your bag.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's just a laptop to you.
Yeah.
Someone else in a different country is walking with the same laptop.
Scared for his life.
Like if he gets stopped, he is going to prison. It's not he might get away with it. He's going to prison.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't have enough money to bail himself out on the way to prison, he's staying there for a long time.
Or he could die.
And he would most likely die as well.
Yeah.
That's scary to me. Do you know what I mean?
Even the way they go about like correcting whatever or fraud or all them yahoo boys. Even if you see someone that's looks the part, it still doesn't give you the right to shoot them.
It doesn't, but like,
even if they've done the maddest thing, like just because someone has a good pair of shoes on, AirPods in, iPhone, so they're automatically out. Like, that's what we as black we say that they stereotype us too much. We're stereotyping ourselves.
We're literally stereotyping ourselves.
It's mad because they think it's okay, like, concerning the law, they think like it's okay to do all that.
And it's like
it's an old school, olden days mindset that is still like allowing into like today. Do you know what I mean? Like it's like
there's no value for life as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, fam, I watched the video. Do you know how wild this is? Yeah, I watched the video. Police officer stopped this fella, and goes, "Get out of the car." He goes, "Why? What did I do?" He goes, "I will waste you now."
No, it's
but think about it. My guy goes, "I will kill you." That means I'll kill you. And you'll die. And you won't. I'll go home and eat to my wife and children.
There was I don't know.
He'll get away with it.
He said it's that cold. If I shoot you now, waiting will happen. It's like they don't fear anything.
That's because they're almost in a sense. Well, not say almost. They're backed by the government.
They're protected.
Right? So it's like that's why apparently like the police force 2016 Nigeria's police force was the worst and the most corrupt in the world. As it says, the worst managed and the most corrupt police force in the world, Nigeria 2016. Yeah.
And you know what? Like what's annoying me the most about the whole situation was, alongside the protest. The protest is happening in support of them as well. They're saying, meet these four standards that we've set. Yeah. And our fifth standard is pay them well.
Do
you get that? We're protesting for us. Yeah, don't kill us.
Yeah.
But we're saying to the government, pay them well.
So they won't take an arm on you.
They're still killing people.
They're so used to the bribery. So they're like, if they pay us more, they won't pay us enough. So they're just going to continue with the bribery.
Exactly. Why would I take a set salary when I could just make more off this person?
And quicker.
The minute you step into Nigeria, you have to bribe.
My mom said
I've heard so many stories of people just stepping into, what's the epoch called?
Buhari. Buhari.
That's a flop.
I don't have coins.
Buhari.
No, as in like,
we got you, but you flopped,
No?
Muhammad Alami.
I didn't even know it.
Kuda Muhammad Alami? I'm from Europe, man.
Now, but the minute you step off the plane and into the, you have to bribe someone.
Yeah, my mom said she went to Nigeria one time. I think she was coming back now. And she's putting her bags on whatever it is.
Anything for your boy, man.
Yeah, and then he goes, ma. Anything, and then there's like, and she goes like, anything what, right? My mom knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Like anything was, she goes something for the. She mom goes, I don't do bribery. She goes, man, now. So they held her for, I think she didn't miss her thing, but it was like she was about to miss it. They held her for, I think, maybe 45 minutes or whatever, and said, I'm going to search everything in your bag now. Just taking a piss, like, you know what I mean. She didn't give them a cent, but it's like, that's how much they used to just getting money from people. And what I was saying earlier was like, us being the worst police governed police force is due to the government not giving a damn about the people and not giving a damn about what the police do to the people. Like, you can say Nigerians don't even focus on roads and stuff like that and all that type of stuff, but police is the last thing on the list that they want to focus on, weirdly enough. But they're supposed to be the people that are protecting the public. But they're the same people that like the government are not funding, and they are actually saying, yo, do whatever you want to do, we'll turn a blind eye. Like, how dangerous is that for a population? Imagine living in a country where the police are allowed to do anything they want to do and they won't face any consequences. That's a scary place to live.
It's a scary place to live.
It's like a dictatorship.
Yeah, it's not democracy anymore.
Because, even back to the Bible, like, it's who you know that will get you out of
certain situations. Yeah. If you don't know anyone, you're done.
Isn't that mad?
Because I remember, what's his name? Telling us a story a while back that when he went to Nigeria, the police stopped him, and they pulled him out of the car. And there was another car behind him coming up. And you know the way Nigerian police are saying anything for the boys, sir.
Yeah.
And they were almost like saying, if you don't have anything, I'll arrest you. Then one important guy pulled up behind him. What's his name? I think it was it I think so. Like, he's one very important person in Nigeria. He pulled up, and then the police, they prostrated. They said, like, if they see you as one big figure, and that shouldn't be the way it is, like, treat every human the same way as you treat another human being. It's still the same life at the end of the day.
Like, so one time, all my family went to Nigeria, and keep in mind, my sister is married to a white person. So he's in Nigeria now.
He's in Nigeria, madness. Good luck to him. Good luck to Peter. or Jamie.
Sean, it's Sean.
Sean.
He's Irish.
That's even more.
He's Irish.
Good luck to Sean.
So he came to Nigeria. So one of my sisters lives in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So we were in the car with her, with my other sister's white husband. We were walking Ikeja Road straight. We were going straight. We saw a police car stop. One way, you know, road with barrier, you can't turn. Do you know what my sister did? Stopped the car, reversed. As in, on that road, she reversed and turned. Because she knew if we stop at that place, they won't leave us until he gives
everything. But people having to, when they see a police blockade coming up, they're going on their phones, yeah? They're deleting their apps in reference to the bans.
In reference to what, sir?
Like if you had, like, you know, like, for example, you go in there, yeah? You delete your Revolut account, the app off your phone.
Okay.
You delete your Bank of Ireland app. You, just because, like, I don't have money.
I have nothing
to give you right now. It's a madness. It's a mad system. It's a mad system.
Maybe mad system.
I think because people have been allowed to get away with it for so long.
I think it's right.
Is yeah? Do you know what I mean? So it's like why are you angry? Do you know what I mean? Like,
boys, did you see the flipping the take home pay for the politicians?
Yeah, it's mad. It's mad.
And it was, did you
and
see
all the days sleeping?
Do you see in comparison to the UK politicians?
No, but these guys
the
are making 65k a month.
Are you a footballer?
65k.
The funding is more than the education. It's triple the education.
That's crazy, bro.
65k a month. And the flipping take-home salary for what UK politicians is like 100k. Yeah, something like that.
Do you know, that's why I feel like this protest is more than just the police brutality.
That's a lot more.
You know what I mean? I feel like these men are fed up in it. Like, because when, like, Tommy said, like, oh, right, you feel like sometimes you give up on Nigeria, like, bro, I have given up. Like, it's not even a bad, like, in the sense that I seen Ed Sires and said, it's one of those things that's happened in Nigeria for so long. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
and it's been, bro.
Imagine having no hope in your country to the point where, like, people are being killed by the police and I'm just like, it's one of those things. But I said this to my mom, but my mom actually had no clue. Because she's not on social media
So
she had no clue about what was going on. And I told her, I gave her the lowdown. And she's like, she wasn't surprised. Mm. And I was like, wait. She goes, the police are the most wicked. They will show their wickedness. Like, do you know what I mean? And it wasn't like she was dismissive about it, but she was like, it didn't surprise her that there is that much wickedness that is allowed to be done in the open for so long.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank God for social media, because without the stuff that was going on in America, like, these men didn't use social media, sorry, the way social media is being used now, as in terms of the recording George Floyd and all the police brutality in America, now it's giving us the confidence to do it in Nigeria.
Exactly.
Because if in Nigeria you can't go to the police force and tell them you've been abused by the police, man, because they are part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So social media was like a form of like, yo, I can't get this to people who care in Nigeria, so I'm gonna get it to the rest of the world. Thank God for what it's doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And I love the way they're actually protesting. They're not like, they didn't go peaceful, and fight. Yeah, they didn't do anything. It was protesting.
From the cleaning up after themselves, bro.
Yeah.
That's Nigeria. That's Nigeria for you, know. If you dirty the floor,
that's actually mad, because they're feeding each other too.
Bro, but there's a girl. Remember, I sent you a podcast to listen to. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You didn't listen to it. Yeah, one of the people on there like has set up, bro. There's a whole hotline set up. You call a particular number, press 1 for support, press 2 for ambulance services, press 3, 4, 5, 6, or 4, and if you want to speak to somebody about your mental health, press 6 for security.
This is what the government is meant to be setting up.
Bro, look at this, right? So young Nigerians now have private security against thugs, feeding for the hungry, medical for the injured, public defenders for the arrested, transparent budget and procurement, comm system, with no leader. What else? This sounds like effective governance.
That's basic.
Without leaders, they are governing themselves. Like, I remember, I think at the toll, there was like this, charges. Like,
yeah, bro.
It's crazy. They're sorting themselves out.
They literally just said, like, yo, there's a station there where you just go and plug your phone up. Because we need to be able to record this stuff.
And that's a big thing, because electricity is not really there. So, it's a big thing.
Bro, look, I just went on Rockdust.ie. And I can tell you exactly.
Is the Irish, from Ireland.
But I can, but I can tell you exactly how much the T-shirt gets paid.
96. Oh, you can see it's transparent.
It's transparent. Mm. You know what I mean? But this man up 65k a month.
But why he doesn't even live in the flipping country?
God. This is not mad.
He's a clown. But you have been a bad boy.
It's mad because all these politicians, all their children. They
send out to the best American schools around the world,
and even healthcare too.
Yeah,
they don't go to Nigeria.
But I saw an image of a hospital in Nigeria. You know those plastic white chairs?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they're sitting on.
That's what they had babies on after they've been born.
Wow.
Wow.
That's what they had babies on. Like a hospital that was supposed to be funded by the government as well. Where's that money going?
Yeah, man, it's a madness. And this seems to be a theme in Africa, right? So even like in Congo, we shout out, it's not a shout out, but we just want to like raise awareness on that one as well. Like there's a madness going on in Congo.
Yeah, at the moment. Yeah,
there's true. A madness. Like I saw a video literally this morning of how they're using these youths, these kids to carry mine. Yeah, coal mines. And
yeah, stuff. I actually saw that video
and they
today.
Get paid like, well, I think I was €1.80 a day. €1.80 a day.
How crazy is that?
For the work they're doing. They shouldn't even be working in them kind of working. Places. Kids should not be working in them kind of
not
places.
Not even those type of places, anywhere. But those kids were young.
But, yeah. But the reality in those places is like almost like that's the reality, right? It's like, it's almost like if you don't, you're that poor that's almost your only way.
Yeah. That's your only option.
Yeah. I know I have no problem with a force against corruption in any country. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if people are doing fraud, that should not be happening. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's when the police, okay, yes, the wickedness is something that, you know, it's been a culture with them, like, and they're able to kill people and say, I'll go home and eat a pound of jam with my wife and everything, yeah?
And my children.
And my children, kids. Right? Do you know what I mean? But the poverty in Africa is so crazy that it actually leaves these men, so that's all they could do. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like bribery for some of these police, or not even police, or just people in general, in any sort of office in Nigeria or Africa, is the way of living.
Yeah.
Do you know what, yeah? And the thing is, you have to, it's almost like you need to, if you stand on the outside of it, yeah, you almost have to feel sorry for everyone involved.
Everyone,
in
the situation. Yeah.
Definitely.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, I was listening to Falls, you know Falls, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. He was talking about Falls.
Flop.
It's not a flop.
It's a flop. You said Falls. It's a flop.
Falls is F-A-L-L-S.
Bro, it's
no,
a flop.
No, he said Falls the bad guy.
No, actually, it's a pronunciation thing. I'm not going to give it to him. Falls and Falls, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Falls and Falls.
No, people call him Falls the bad guy.
Yeah.
People.
Like people, yeah.
You've heard it, bear.
I've heard it. Honest to God.
What does he call himself?
Falls the bad guy.
Falls.
Yeah.
Mm. But it doesn't matter anyway.
Mm. Oh, so you're saying his name wrong? Mm. You're going to let him go? Okay, fair play.
Some people call me David.
Oh my God.
No one calls you David.
No, it worked.
White people, they're saying it wrong.
There are still people.
It's David.
So what? You're going to let him off with that? Dave, he never lets you off.
I know. But I follow Jesus. I don't know about you guys. But anyways,
I wouldn't let you off. What you just did to me, I wouldn't
you're
do for
clown.
You.
Continue.
But anyway, he said there was a traffic violation that he did, and they said they wanted to take him to the police station. And he went to the police station. And he goes, the police station was a non-completed building.
Yeah.
Can you? He goes, I had to feel sorry for them in that moment.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't he be angry? Why wouldn't they be angry?
Yeah. Mm. It's like, that's what I'm saying. Everyone is in a bad situation. Do you know what I mean?
Everyone is just angry.
Because in Nigeria, or just in Africa, really, the rich are very rich, the poor are extremely poor.
Yeah.
There's no in between. I mean?
You don't see middle ground.
There's no middle class, yeah. And like, it's cliche, but Africa is the
richest.
Natural resources, they're in abundance.
Apparently, Congo is the richest. Yeah. Is the richest country in the world in terms of natural resources.
Like what's going on now? Yeah, the people benefiting are Apple,
that's mad.
Samsung, the people that are making phones and electronic devices.
And what exactly is happening in Congo? Do you know?
I think they're mining like some cobalt.
I know. It's around the whole mining of cobalt in itself. Yeah.
Also, so men, women, and children are being enslaved to work in mines to provide certain resources for the Western world.
Okay.
48 women are raped every hour. 6 million people are dead, most being children. Jeez.
Every hour.
For the rape is crazy because I think there's like a civil war, so opposition tribes are going into opposition tribes and raping the women. Apparently, they would rape, they would cut off the limbs of they kill the men.
What? They cut off what? The limbs?
The limbs of the women. And jeez, from the youngest to the oldest, they will rape the women. It's a sickening thing that's happening. But there's no one's going around recording that or nothing. Do you get what I'm trying to say? There is protest in Congo at the moment, but it's like, it's sick, it's man. not it's not the BBC's it's not covered that every day. Like, yeah, they covered every other thing. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Mm. Again, the same notification as everything else would be.
So it gives us that attitude of, it's one of those third world country problems.
What are the governing body, what are they doing about it?
Do you know what? The problem is, if they don't see themselves as human, they don't want to care enough to want to resolve the issue.
Because even when they...
No. Sorry for calling you off, yeah? But like, let's really, really deep this, yeah? Let's take Nigeria as the example. The police officer that is meant to protect is shooting over baseless facts.
Yeah.
You have a laptop. I don't understand what I'm looking at on your screen,
yeah,
but I don't like what I'm seeing, so you're doing fraud.
Yeah.
And I'm going to arrest you. But you know what? I will let you go if you can whip out 300 grand from your account and give it to me, cash.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you don't have it, I'll waste you. At that moment,
that's wickedness at its core.
But so like, sorry. You don't see your fellow human being, the person that you are supposed to protect as human.
Human being.
You're a means to an end to me. Mm. You are the you could possibly get me some money.
See them as an ATM.
Fam, yeah, literally.
ATM. Literally.
ATM.
Fam, do you know? People are saying that SARS officials are taking them to the ATM.
Get your money.
Yeah.
Withdraw money for me and
what,
I won't kill
what
you.
What was that? Uber service? Uber in Nigeria? What's it called?
Uber.
Was it Uber?
This is Uber, something. This is Uber.
No, but I think it was another.
It's my taxi. I don't know. It's something. I know
what you're saying.
This, my taxi. This is Uber, bro. Yo, give him some money, bro.
I don't really care.
Yeah, my taxi, no?
No, that's a flop, bro. That's really? A flop. Yeah, that's a flop.
That flop?
Maybe my Okada or something. What was I gonna say again?
It's a popular one, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like they apparently
you dropped 5 cents.
That's
you know,
5 cents.
That, you know you have to give those to you straight.
That's £2, bro.
In fact, make it four. Yeah, what you saying?
Just empty your wallet. Apparently, they like plan with the drivers of that company. So when a customer gets into the car
and they think he's rich,
they follow the driver, and then they stop the car basically, and the driver's in on it. So he's just sitting there. So these SARS people, they come into the car and they just fandle the guy and say, does he have money? Does he have money? If he says he has money, they take him to the ATM. And if you can provide, like you said, if you can provide them with money, they let you go. But if you can't, you're spending days, even sometimes years.
The story I heard was genuinely sad, yeah. And this guy, he said he was just walking with his friend. So as a official just took him, put him in the back of the van, and take him to the we're taking you to the police station for no reason at all. On their way, they just saw another guy dressed in nice clothes and stuff. Just took him.
Crazy.
He was going to an interview. He had a folder with all of his documents. He just threw it out the window. And because he had money to bail himself out, so they took him to an ATM. He gave them money, and he was able to go.
What gives them the why? Like, apparently, even it's the UK that's funding these people.
That's what I've heard.
Really?
I was watching a documentary, the journey of an African colony. Have you watched that?
No, I was going to watch it yesterday.
Yeah, I watched like the first episode, but the British Empire, yeah?
It's a madness.
It's just a big criminal organization.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, that's why I understand why some black people in the UK say you shouldn't accept an MBE from the Queen if you're black. Because now you're a member of that empire.
Oh, yeah.
And what they did...
It's crazy.
Slavery.
Apparently they're gangsters, fam.
Fam.
Even going back to the window show, they brought people to help them build their country.
Mm-hmm.
So these people have grown up in UK.
Jamaicans.
Yeah, Jamaicans. Yeah, these people have grown up in UK all their life. They're now 60, 70 years of age, even older. And they're deporting them to a country
they don't have their papers. And it was them that lost the papers. Them in,
fam. It's mad.
Like, no, it was like, we're deporting you back. Yeah, well, you're not one of us, but you helped us build the country.
I saw too as well, like, we don't know how sickening slavery was. Like, we only know what they tell us.
What they tell
exactly,
us, yeah.
Exactly.
The reality of it.
Apparently, there was this song called Operation Legacy where they just wiped out bare documents.
Bare
information.
Think about it. It's
for real?
Like,
mm-hmm.
It's like the only documentation they had back then was writing, right? Imagine being able to see, God forbid, it's not like a privilege or anything, but imagine seeing slavery in video form.
Fam.
That's a madness. Do you know what I mean? Like, all we got was an odd picture of black and white and just stories of what happened. And like, imagine slavery. Like, there is still slavery going on in the world right now. But do you know what I mean? Like, imagine all the stories that we heard from, you know, our history Imagine seeing that right now. It'd just be a madness.
Like what they did.
Operation Legacy was a British colonial office program to destroy or hide files to prevent them from being inherited by its ex-colonies. It ran from the 1950s until the 1970s.
So this bear we don't know.
All these artifacts we see in the museum, they stole it from Africa.
Yeah.
I remember. I was watching this Congolese guy. He goes to the museums in Belgium and all them fancy and places. Literally steals the artifacts back. Literally. And he has like 5 court dates. What? Listen.
It's good. Hey, listen, dude, it's yours. It's yours.
He's taking it back.
He's
dead right.
Yeah. He's like, his lineage is like traced back to like. What's the call?
Royalty.
Yeah, well, like it comes from a royal lineage. So it's basically just taking back what is, but in not the way the white people like it.
They abused Africa.
You know, in Black Panther, you know the start of the scene when Killmonger was in the museum.
That's basically what he was referring to.
Well, like the woman goes, "Well, you can't just take it." I was like, "Well, that's what you guys did."
they stole. They're bullies.
Yeah, fam.
They're actually bullies.
But it's a madness. It's really a madness, and I believe everyone who has a voice, who has a platform, should continuously,
raise awareness.
Yeah. and don't
simple
give
as
up
retweeting, bro, like just retweet all the time.
And it's not something we should just like do for 2 weeks, you know what I mean, until as these people are out on the streets, you know what I mean, they're not going to stop until something happens. They're not going to stop because you just gave it a different name. They're gonna, like, when there's actual change, that's when we can, you know, we never stop really, do you know what I mean? So even online, because we're not in Africa ourselves, Congo, Nigeria, everywhere else that's kind of going through that, I think we should just be able to raise that awareness in our own power.
I
think that's something we definitely need to do.
Yeah. 100%, bro. Yo, it's King Grooves. Thank you for listening to Raise Your Head Up podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at WYHAPod. Love.
Also this week, moving away from the current situation in Africa, our bro released a very inspiring video, his testimony video, which we've all known for a long time ourselves. We were actually here when he recorded it. So how
the days was in the background.
What was the response like?
A lot was positive, a lot.
Sorry, let me just cut you off. Yeah, I just let them know what you just released. Let them know what you released. Yeah.
So I basically released my testimony about me being saved from homosexuality, and if I even deep it even more, sex addiction, all that.
Okay.
You know, and the response, like, what's it on now? It's almost on 2K.
Aye. That's like, no, I bear my, we just, this is Sunday, so you, this is yesterday, less than 24 hours.
Yeah, less than 24 hours.
Right.
And it's almost on 2K. I'm like, rah. Obviously, there's my first dislikes on my YouTube channel started there. dislikes there. But like, most of the response was amazing, but it was good, but I feel like some of the response was like, it's just like, not, it's like, okay. But are you really
okay? Let's talk really about that. That's true. So you feel like there's some people who don't believe that it's genuine, or it's like you just feel this way for this moment. But the truth about it is that you're
feel like there's still some, and there's one person that made, just let me even read out the comment.
Go.
Send his shots.
Let's go.
On your YouTube,
It said, ha 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 ha, you're effing idiot, you're clearly gay and you're deluded into thinking it's bad to be gay. That's what that guy said.
You know what the Martin is? He's saying you're deluded, but he's the one that's deluded.
He's the one that's deluded. That's why I don't get angry at all these bad comments. Like, there was a tweet on Twitter, people are getting angry, but I wasn't angry because
The guy said that God, like, can't save you from gay. Stop that, from being gay. Stop that.
Yeah. As in, it's a lack of understanding.
Who asked you?
I even think, even if you don't believe that, because let's be real, there's a lot of people who do not believe that being gay is a is something that you could be saved from, or they believe that's...
I think it's normal.
Yeah, right? So if someone believes that, I think it's not even... Have your beliefs, it's calm, but it's actually rude and disrespectful for someone who's shared something that personal to them.
Exactly.
And for you to say, nah, I'm just going to discredit that. God cannot save you from that.
Yeah.
And not know what you lived through. Exactly. Do you know what I'm saying? I think that was pretty...
My biggest problem with it was the disrespect aspect of it.
Yeah, it's disrespectful.
Like, for me, it's like, if you don't believe...
There's a lot of people that watch that don't believe it.
Fam, don't, yeah, like, don't you, believe. And you don't have to. He's just telling you what his experience has been.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So you basically what you're saying is, your experience isn't real, bro. You're just 10.
Yeah. Mm. That's how does that make you feel?
I wasn't angry. I wasn't upset. I wasn't anything. And it was, even before I posted it, I wasn't scared. And it was weird because you know when you feel like you should be scared or you should be this?
Yeah.
I was calm.
That was crazy because you've held this for
a long time.
A very long time. We were supposed to share this emotive.
Yeah,
for this year. Yeah, for this year.
Corona.
Corona came around and locked on the door and said, no. But you've been holding this for a long time and eventually sharing it, right? You say that your family have seen it for the first time. Some of my family have seen it for the first time.
How do they feel?
That's smart. I know two people that have seen it. My sister sent it because my sister's friends, some of my sister's friends, I sent it to on Snap.
Okay.
So, I sent to my sister, but they don't really check this thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Her friend sent it to her. And she was like,
I bet you that was sent to bare group chats, you know.
That's what I was wondering. Like, group chat saying? So he sent it to her. Then she sent it to my sister, my older sister. Then that one called me. Mm. And
what was that conversation like?
It was, we didn't get to finish it because her phone died, but it was like, she hears what I'm saying, all that, but she doesn't think it was right for me to post it.
Because of what people would think?
No,
of the family, no?
No, I don't think she doesn't, I don't think she cares about that.
So why did she think she shouldn't post
it? Because she was like, it's a thing that was my experience. I shouldn't force my experience on other people.
But your experience can help someone else.
I know, but
you
like...
See, but did you challenge that opinion, that thought?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, because that's why I don't like that.
Because I think, because my thing is like everyone else forces their opinion on people.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of the internet is to be able to post your own life experience.
Opinion.
Right.
And opinion. So how is that in any way forcing... No one. Yeah. I didn't force you to watch the video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't have to agree with me.
Yeah, you don't have to agree with me. It's just an opinion that I put out there.
It's literally me telling you a story of my life and you say, nah, like, you shouldn't tell that story of your life.
I feel like where she's coming from again is I kind of understand one aspect that she was like, obviously she's my sister.
So hearing
everything that I've gone through, like, I was talking about 10, 12,
I've gone through, she was like,
it could be traumatic. I understand that,
but I'm not
going to not post it because of that. Because even if I still tell you without posting it, you would still feel that same way.
Yeah. That's true.
So, that's true. Like, I was still going to post it regardless. And I did. When after I posted it, I was just like, I did not leave out one detail.
Yeah, you went in, bro.
I wasn't even sure that video would be even allowed on YouTube the way I was speaking. I was like, raw.
Joe's mad, yeah. On a deep, so it's clear that okay, you've posted this video and you know, there's people I even know some people who shared the video and they was getting backlash because they shared the video of your experience.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm all for growing up right as a Christian and African, right? So both of them.
Hmm.
if you don't have clear understanding, you'll be very, you know, you'll be very narrow-minded.
Yeah.
So obviously, growing up as a Christian and African Nigerian, to be specific, your homosexuality was a. First of all, I knew nobody who was homosexual, so it wasn't a thing of I could have empathy or sympathy for what they were going through, maybe in private and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this. I don't know if you guys would agree with me. There was this culture of homosexuality is like the worst
in the church.
Yeah.
It still kind of is.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Especially like in a lot of African churches.
It definitely is.
Yeah, yeah.
Still a taboo.
Yeah, because it's a thing of like...
Yeah.
And like,
it's almost like I'm looking at you with a side eye because I don't know if you're fully free from homosexuality.
What annoys me is like, it's like, sir, I know you're cheating on your wife.
No, real talk.
No, you're cheating.
You have, man. You have, that was very specific.
Like, you have kids. We see you have a wife,
yeah,
but we know you're cheating.
Yes.
But you're giving him a side eye for something that he was, it's mad. Yeah,
but I feel like it's thing with everybody. A lot of people don't believe you can be free from it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Christians.
I think that's still, there's still a, like a, that's that area. If Paul in the Bible was, because he was a murderer, right?
Killing Christians before.
All right, so they, I feel like, pardon me maybe, I feel like they think that being a killer is not as bad as being gay. Because if Paul was gay, right?
Hmm.
And he was now saved, I think they'd be like,
Paul would not be the Paul that we know now.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone can still look at, do you feel for your life, mm-hmm, do you feel like, especially when you go to, like when you get to a place of like relationships, because I'm just giving you my example of how I grew up, and not necessarily from something that was said at home, but just the culture around the church and Africans in general, where homosexuality, the preconceived notions that we have, if, do you think that you wanted to go marry somebody or just build a relationship with somebody, do you feel like that's going to hinder you, just your past?
I feel like it can, but I don't think when I'm in a relationship it will, because I wouldn't go get in a relationship with somebody that thinks like that, but it will hinder to get into a relationship and all that. Because
and that's with people that have been exposed to your story.
Right. Because think of it, now, if you're friends with girls, like that, and your girl sees you're being friends with a lot of girls too much, all that. Now, what's she now thinking? Oh, used to be this. So if you're friends with boys, and if you're friends with girls, so you can't be friends with anybody.
Yeah. All these like backwards thinking, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that think like that.
Yeah.
So I know it will hinder at one point.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, and that's probably my one thing. I was like, I don't know girls, because I've had conversations with girls like, if your partner was, I had this question. I want to ask Tommy. But I said,
wait, hold on. What's the question?
It's not crazy. I'm not going to ask it that way. Okay, yeah. Okay. So if your part, I was saying, it was a random thought, right? I said to the girls, I said, if you had a partner who now says, oh, before I used to struggle with certain thoughts, so maybe it'd be homosexuality, or my example was extreme, the furthest, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If they said I struggled with those thoughts in my past, and that was something I just recently got over, right? So say it was just the wildest thing that you can ever
hold think on. Of. You said I'm married. How recent did she get over them?
Maybe not my, maybe just a relationship, maybe.
Relationship,
okay.
Okay, and it says, I used to struggle with these thoughts of this, that. The wildest things. Just let your mind go.
It's gone.
And I know what you're thinking. And she says, I just got over it. She even shares a testimony like, I'm free from this now.
Mm-hmm.
How are you genuinely responding to that? And are you continuing on with that relationship knowing that was the past and that was going on in the head just 3 months ago? It's a madness.
No, see, the thing is I don't think I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking.
Okay.
But in my head, I'd be okay with it.
Okay.
I'd believe that God is working on her.
Okay.
And like, I wouldn't feel comfortable abandoning her in that moment.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
And you've been open enough to tell me this. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So
yeah.
I don't think I'd be one to walk away and turn around.
Yeah.
But the stigma is different though.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, there was a time where lesbian porn was accepted.
Yeah.
But two guys having sex in porn is like,
it's gay. Yeah.
Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Literally.
No, but like that's a general consensus around like you've heard lads talking like that. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Even women as well. Do you get me? So the idea of my wife being, she's been having thoughts with another woman, isn't as crazy.
Just because of the stigma.
Just because of the stigma that's attached to it. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It's not as crazy. I don't. It's, that's not right though, but
And that wasn't. That's one of. I think because you actually said it perfectly, because it's not as much of a stigma.
It's easier to accept. It's worse.
Yeah.
The stigma that's attached to it is a lot. It's different.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Damn.
It's a lot different.
I do think about it a lot, man. I do think about like how it has. Do you feel like it has already affected any of your relationships?
Not really, but I think I'll start seeing.
Now, because it's outside. Now.
Yeah, no. To be honest, you only released it.
Yeah,
nah, you only really big. Released it.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that?
I've thought about it, but I don't know why I'm at peace with it. I'm just here.
That's a godly thing. That's
what I'm saying. It's like I'm feeling I should be, like I'm thinking of, in my head names will come. This person, no. This person, no. This. But I'll be okay.
Yeah.
I'll just be like,
you know, to be honest with you, it doesn't change anything.
What you said about now that it's out, you see people like starting to drift away.
Yeah,
I think that's a good thing.
That's a very good
thing. Yeah, real.
It is
real.
That's a good thing.
Very good.
That's a good thing. You shouldn't hold it any way because they've shown you what they really think of you now.
It's mad. I'm just clocking. So there's two sides of it. There's people who do not believe you're fully free.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like because they have that stigma, it's like once gay, always gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's people who say, no, how could you be free from what you are in a sense. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you're really in...
No, there's more though because I used to be a Muslim.
Especially when your family found out, that must have been a madness.
It's a different battle altogether.
Oh, but my parents don't know the video's out.
It's going to get to them.
I don't think it'll get to them though.
But yeah.
These things...
Prepare yourself.
It's crazy because if I think... Okay, convert to Christianity. That's it happens. We hear that a lot of times, but to know that something that deep, something that personal was going on in your life, and they find out through the internet, it could be a madness.
But my dad knows. I told him, but I don't know if he listened.
That's a
because
madness.
After I told him, he started talking about other stuff.
How does that make you feel?
You know what? I think. Sorry for calling you off here. It probably was the wildest thing to him. Like, I didn't hear that.
No way.
I didn't hear that.
He's lying.
Did you see? Did you see the goal that guy scored last year? Like he just like I didn't. Yeah. Hear that.
I think he had a small idea before, because in Nigeria he almost caught me one time.
Okay.
So I think he had a small idea of it.
Maybe
like he wasn't. He was surprised, but he wasn't too surprised because of that moment.
Maybe he just doesn't want to believe it.
Yeah, he doesn't. Guys, do you know what my dad sent me? Second time I fully like said it to my parents again that look, I'm a Christian. My mom told my dad. My dad sent me a voice message.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know when notification comes up, I see a voice message and I see, I love you. I'm like, oh, okay. What's he gonna say? I didn't open it for a while. I went to open it. I went to the voice note. 1 hour. I played.
1 hour of voice note.
I hear, Allah. Guys, I was confused because my mom has told you, you send me that, then you say I love. I don't know what.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't want to believe it. He doesn't want to believe it. That's just what it is. He doesn't want to believe it.
Yeah, it's... Ah.
But like, the thing is, I'm happy that you've been open enough to be like, yo, this is what the story is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You've had the conversation. So it can never be a situation where you didn't tell me this. I was like, oh, I'm kind of good.
I didn't tell you. And you talked about football after. You know what I mean? No, but I don't know. It just feels so crazy. Because there is a massive tension between homosexuality and the church.
And Christianity,
And Christianity, do you know what I mean?
Let's be honest though, like where do you think that's coming from for the most part?
I think it's a personal for me, it's my opinion. I think it's the personal stigmas that we already have that maybe come from culture, come from home.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's we now want to use
Christianity as ammunition to attack gay people.
Very true.
Do you know what I mean? For the longest time, I was what you would call homophobic, bro, because of lack of ignorance. Because of ignorance.
That's a fluff day.
Nice guy, I love you. I'm talking serious.
go on.
So because of ignorance, I was, you know what I mean? Seeing gay people like, oh, I had a massive stereotype and all these type of things. But when you get to know the word of God, you realize that, no, they are struggling the same. Like, as in, this is our personal religious beliefs. If I was a normal dude, that I don't care, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm a Christian, this is why I'm saying what I believe. So I'm digging into the word and I'm realizing that if you're struggling with homosexuality, it's the same way I'm struggling with lust and porn.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's the same thing, and we just need to fight the same way and pray the same way. But
sin is sin at the end of the day.
Sin is sin. You know what I mean? I don't like people like differentiate it. So, sorry, just a roundup. I was just, that whole thing of, I felt like it was almost hatred between Christians and homosexuals, and I don't think that's supposed to be the case.
Shouldn't.
I think they use Christ or use the Bible as ammunition to put down people. I've seen more people turn away from God because they have said massively homophobic things where you're supposed to be preaching love. I love you the same way I love
anybody else.
The guy that's sleeping with Auntie Funke in the choir. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
who this Auntie Funke?
I hope she doesn't listen.
But you know what I mean? Like, I'm supposed to love you the exact same way. I'm not supposed to love what both of you do. I'm a sinner as well. I'm not supposed to be throwing stones as well.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the more I dug into the word, I said like, yo, man. And then obviously knowing Yele personally was my first, like, I know a lot of gay people and I'm cool with all of them. But when Yele came in and he shared the story of how he was removed from that, I was like, oh my days, this is someone that I know personally, have a strong bond with, and he went through this. I have more empathy now for people who are keeping it, because I know there's people out there that still.
Things are on the two sides as well. I feel like the stigma that has been around the church for a long time alienates a lot of homosexual people 100%. From the church. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And because of that, there's a wall up from on the opposite side as well, where like, I don't even want, the second they hear you're a Christian, you're like, get away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I feel like there's a big divide, even for the fact that like, we can't even have conversations now.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Because I think for me, that's a really primary thing whereby we can just sit down and have just open and genuine conversations. Yeah. You don't have to agree with what I believe in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But if you can leave that conversation with a perspective of kind of my views through my eyes because of the conversation, it helps. Do you know what I mean? And even me as well, on the opposite side, I look at your life and I see what you've gone through. I understand the struggle that you face.
Having to be secretive your whole life about something.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. How you handle how you speak to your family about the situation.
Like if it wasn't for God, that would die with me to the grave.
When
I was saved,
especially because you're Nigerian as well.
In my testimony, I removed it when I first started saying my testimony. I removed that whole section.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the church says, come as you are, but do we really mean it?
We don't.
Yeah.
We don't.
No.
Like, if people should come as they are,
story now.
Someone walks into a church and he just gives you a description of what they're going through, a lot of people will turn them away from.
Yeah.
Exactly. A lot of people will turn them away.
Like, let's even, you know, that whole come as you are thing, there's a drummer I know, who's a Brazilian guy. I remember when he was telling me, he used to teach me how to play drums and stuff, and then he goes, listen, I want to start going to church. Because he was telling me back in Brazil, when he was younger, he started playing drums from church. When he moved to Ireland, do you get what I mean? So he goes, I want to start going to church again, maybe playing a church and stuff. Man has dreads. He walked into a church to turn him back.
Crazy, bro.
Because of dreads.
Because of his dreads.
Yeah.
And like, he looked at me and goes, yo, I will never do that again.
Wow. Like, what does the perfect Christian look like?
This is Jesus. Do you know what I mean?
Would they even say Jesus?
If they wouldn't. He didn't appear as perfect.
At all. Guy was riding into town on a donkey, man.
There's other words. No, I think it's a madness, and that we definitely need to do better as the church. And I think our generation, because we're exposed to more, I think we can. I definitely do think we can.
But then there's another aspect to be like these the LGBTQ community, like when we, as you say, use ammunition, sometimes people do it wrong, yes. Yeah. Or sometimes other people do it in love. Yeah. And as a Christian, we know what the Bible says.
Yeah.
We know what God's point of views on this thing is. Mm-hmm. And as you to say no, that you're like, they expect us to agree with the world.
But no,
and
but
that's not how it should
but
be.
The thing is,
yeah, like, on both sides is this is on both sides there is on both sides there's wrong. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because if I have this religious belief, I want you to respect it.
Yeah.
If I respect yours, so if I don't believe that, if I don't believe a certain thing because of my religious belief, and that's my identity, mm-hmm. the same way that's your identity, I don't want to disrespect you. So I'm not going to say you can't be gay or you shouldn't be gay or I'm not going to say that because I respect that you grew up a certain way and this is how you live. And that comes from sitting down with somebody and saying, oh, I understand why you feel like this. Or do you know what I mean? I understand.
Just respect each other.
Right. But if you tell me that I shouldn't believe what I believe, then you're disrespecting me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
there's a wall up though. Do you know what I mean? Because there's been so many years where like the church has been the biggest, like the biggest attacker of homosexuality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Definitely. People have grown through that time. They're now like, I have suffered at the hands of specifically Christians. Yeah. So don't come to me with your Christian stuff.
It's the method they use as well.
Do you know what I mean?
That's causing the generation, the Christian generation of today
to have the struggle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, and even they don't, fam, don't come to me with your Christian, all of that. I don't want to hear anything to do with it.
It hurts, man. It's
hurt. And I get it. Do you know what I mean? I completely
and
understand.
That understanding thing. People don't, they say, no, how? I can't understand this. That's one big thing. And that's one reason I actually release the testimony, because I understand why you are going through that. I understand why you're feeling that.
So I
want to let people know that there are other people out here that have struggled through this. There are other people that are struggling through this, because honestly, I can't go, if I have any struggles with anything to do with homosexuality or anything to speak to somebody about it, I wouldn't go to a normal person. It's until I met somebody that also went through that.
100.
That we could relate to each other. Because there's some things I wouldn't want to tell people that I've gone through, just because of the way they'll feel. Mm. So, but if I speak to somebody that's gone through it, we can relate with each other. So that's why I brought it out, because there's a lot of people that I've heard. There's even one time that I just know how powerful God is. There's one girl that my friend knew that needed to talk to somebody about Christianity or whatever. And this, keep in mind, my friend didn't know that I used to be homosexual. The girl she sent me was struggling with homosexuality. Mm-hmm. So God brought her to me so we can speak. And it's because we spoke, she can openly speak.
What
are you hiding?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Right. I think that's big. Do you feel like there's a lot of people who are in the church and struggling with homosexuality?
A lot. I think there is. I know drummers.
Oh, damn, don't bait them out like that.
No, obviously.
Why did you look at Tommy?
I just said drummers to let you know, like, people that actually...
Yeah, close, what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to do is narrow it down.
Man, Tommy!
These people won't speak because they know if they speak.
Yeah.
First thing is, you're not a Christian, number one.
I'm just saying this from the outside. It must feel. I don't know how you've done it. I know it's God that's
honestly,
helped you do it.
Yeah, I don't know how you did it.
That's bravery. Honestly, on another level.
The people will feel like they're gonna be humiliated. Do you know what I mean? I struggle to say that word.
Yeah, you did badly.
But people will feel like they'll just be like, you be dragged. Like, and I'm sure. Do you know what? I'm sure people drag you on the group chats, bro.
Yeah.
Because I know how ignorant some people are, especially in where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
I know people look at that and laugh, like, this person, lad, you know, say all types of words. But I just like, can you give me one method or just how you are able to, in other words, not give a flying damn? So
see, that's what I'm saying. I really wish I knew why. I just don't. I just think it's just God.
Yeah.
It's just God, because I like, if it was on me, would I release that? No. Yeah, it's because of God. As in, like, it's the love he has shown to me that just keeps me, you know, it's just, it's just mad. I don't even know how to explain it.
That's crazy.
You know, I've even somebody told me to go and see a therapist, even.
Aye. You know? So they moved it to mental health?
Yeah, they moved it to my mental health.
Wait, what?
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Why are you saying it like that, bro?
And yeah, a lot of people would think from that video that I'm homophobic now. See, even you see, you know the way you say, the way you said, if you do the love, it's hard to know if you're doing it in love or not, because the people that you are speaking to will always see it as hate.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the Christians you come back to, they already hate already. Yeah. So they will say it's love, even if it's hate.
Yeah.
So how do you know if you're doing it in love?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. It's just the heart. Who can know the heart, man? You know, it's them ones that, like, if you're genuinely doing it in love, do you know what? Like, it's so mad, because when you did come to me, like, you came to me in open circle world, your questions and stuff like that, and I had no clue that was the struggle. You know what I mean? But all I got was, he's Muslim, and you know, he's asking questions, and really, you know me. From school, I stopped arguing with Muslims.
Mm.
Like, I used to argue with Muslims. I used to say, I used to insult, like, you know, people in the Quran.
Yeah.
Like different characters, and say, like, this person was this. Yeah, you know, I used to say wild stuff and say that, oh, I'm just trying to win them over to Christ. No, I wasn't. I was just being arrogant and thinking that I'm better than you. My religion is better than you. So when you came with your thing, I was like, I'm not even going to give him any anything. I'm just going to tell him God. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so finding out later, because I didn't find out the first time you shared your testimony in Brotherhood, I wasn't there.
Yeah, you weren't there.
You weren't there.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you wasn't,
I wasn't
there.
There.
I wasn't there.
So I think someone must have said it to me on the road. Like, and I was just like, the shock was crazy, because I was like, all I knew was that you was a Muslim.
Yeah.
Now I know that you've gone through this. And I'm just like, whoa. But it just made me have some massive respect for you, man. And I believe all of us have mad respect for you, bro.
Honestly, thank God. Thank God.
What's going on, boys?
What are you gonna say?
He said, because all of us have mad respect.
I'm not sure.
It was a joke.
That's a flop.
Who, me? No, relax there, pal.
Listen,
anyway, where's your head at?
My head. Yele, you go.
My head is.
No, sorry, Yele. Sorry. I asked you.
What? You didn't say David, you just said, where's your head?
Well, I looked at you.
Tommy is putting his foot down in this relationship.
Yeah, you relax. Whoa. There. Yo, bro, cool down, bro.
Gee, are you cold? It's affecting your head, yeah?
What are you talking about?
The cold.
Don't worry about it.
Anyways, before we actually get into where's your head at, right? I want to shout everyone out that's been sharing and supporting the podcast. Love you. Appreciate that, man.
It's actually safe.
Yeah, yeah. Safe for the love, right?
Nice.
No, bro,
sometimes I'm like, why are you retweeting? I'm just trying.
Exactly. Why are you listening to it?
I'm just chatting. Yeah. I'm literally just chatting.
But the response has been like amazing. And also, from next week, we want you to send in your
dilemma.
Send in some dilemma.
Let us advise you. But don't. Is it advisable to take advice from us?
No. Well, I like what you did there, but no, it's not advisable.
But like,
still send it in.
For a band.
You know what? The reason why you send it in is because you get perspective.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. So send in questions and dilemmas, and we will go through them in the next episode. And I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I actually do.
Send us all DMs on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. But anyways, where my head is at is as a people that's outside of Nigeria, I know you may... personally, for me, I don't feel as connected, but these things are human rights issues. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you ain't got to be from any different issue. You know what I mean? You ain't got to be from Nigeria. You ain't got to be from Congo. You just need to have a heart. And I believe that as much as we can do in our power, let's still keep putting pressure and keep raising awareness for those things that's going on in the country and around the world. And massive respect to my brother Yele. I feel privileged to be part of your journey. And that's love.
That's love.
Love.
My heads are, I'm feeling super inspired right now. And I feel like a change is going to happen to Nigeria, especially due to this, because I think there's we're a generation of people that we're well informed. We have the internet, which is a superpower in itself, and we're fearless. You know what I mean? So I'm really happy that what is happening is happening. I just hope that this causes a ripple effect and affects the continent as a whole.
Amen.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And bro, I wouldn't have been able to do what you did.
Yeah.
Honestly, bro.
I'm being dead honest. I don't think I have the strength to have done what you did. And bro, I respect you for that. And I thank God that you listened to him. Oh, do you know what I mean?
For real, man.
Bro.
That's it. That's
where's your head at?
Well, for me, my head's at number one. I think they're going to set up a young political party.
I think that's in the works already.
Yeah, I feel that's like dope. That's going to bring the huge change to Nigeria, and I can't wait to see that. And the second thing, you can be saved from anything, no matter what.
Come on, bro.
No matter
come on,
what.
Bro. Come on, bro.
Say that again, bro.
You can be saved from anything. I actually tweeted that last night, actually, because I was defending you against that guy.
The cheek of that fellow, though.
For real, man.
But yeah, man. Yeah, Nigeria. Like, Nigerian Independence Day was what? Last month?
Yeah, no, it was this month, fam.
This month.
It was in October, yeah.
That's a flop.
It's not a flop. October. Anyways, Nigerian Independence Day was the 1st of October, yeah. And the way we were rejoicing, it was mad, but...
The way you moved past it was mad.
Nah, the way we were rejoicing on the day, was... It's good, but now that we're here, like David said as well, like when John was on the podcast... Yeah. There's two things. You can love Nigeria and just love it from the outside, but you can love Nigeria.
Like Beyonce.
Like Beyonce.
Mm. She hasn't said a word.
Like Beyonce. You went to Africa and did Nigeria and did all that Shungu. Yeah. And anyways,
that's a different story.
Besides that, but you can love Nigeria and want to change, and then you can love it and want to be the change as well. And just by raising awareness, that's even doing more than we can imagine. It's not even not only Nigeria, Congo as well. What's going on there is crazy.
It's crazy.
Like we bounce out Congo, Nigeria, but we're still Africa at the end of the day. Yeah. And we're still a family.
And it's a humanity issue, bro.
Yeah, for
Like, do you know what I mean? No one person should have to suffer suffer what they're going through.
Yeah,
do you get what I mean?
Like, even when Ghana were protesting us, did you see the way they were protesting?
Fam.
Properly.
People be kicked out.
Fam.
It's mad.
Nigeria just... I believe, this time there's difficult. I was seeing on Twitter that they were doing a protest back in the late 90s or something.
Yeah, a lot of people that were there were saying that it's nothing compared to what's happening.
Yeah, like olders are saying this feels different.
Wow.
Yeah.
This feels
different. Like they're fed up, isn't it?
And hopefully a change comes from it.
Nah, bro.
Yeah. Hopefully a change comes from
it. When you're deep here, bro, college graduates.
Yeah.
He's gone to college. He's studied.
Yeah.
He's like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
But there's no job. He has to drive a car.
That's crazy, fam.
That level of frustration is next level.
Yeah.
We say here that, I can't find a job, but we have good jobs. We have good jobs.
Thank you so much for listening.
We got Yele, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening.
Peace out, guys.
Let's keep the conversation going on all the socials.
100%.
Have a great week.
See you next week.